This morning, we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 2, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think there's a few texts we have to go through. So I'll just chant the verses, which is it chapter 2 there, yeah? Yeah, text 2. 2 to 9, isn't it? So I'll read the text 2 to 9, then we can all join in then. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Translation and purport when it comes by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. The chapter is entitled The Ecstatic Manifestations of Lord Chaitanya. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to the devotees of the Lord. During his last 12 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always manifested all the symptoms of ecstatic ecstasy in separation from Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's state of mind, day and night, was particularly identical to Radharani's state of mind when Uddhava came to Vrindavan to see the gopis. The Lord constantly exhibited a state of mind reflecting the madness of separation. All his activities were based on forgetfulness, and his talks were always based on madness. Blood flowed from all the pores of his blood, and all his teeth were loosened. At one moment, his whole body became slender, and at another moment, his whole body became fat. The small room beyond the corridor is called Gambira. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to stay in that room, but he did not sleep for a moment. All night, he used to grind his mouth and head on the wall, and his face sustained injuries all over. Although the three doors of the house were always closed, the Lord would nonetheless go out and sometimes would be found at Jagannath Temple before the gate known as Sima Dwara, and sometimes the Lord would fall flat into the sea. Text number 9, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would also run very fast across the sand dunes, mistaking them for Govardhan. As he ran, he would cry loudly and wail. Purport. Besides, because of the winds of the sea, sometimes the sand would form dunes. Such sand dunes are called Chataka Parvata. Instead of seeing these sand dunes simply as hills of sand, the Lord would take them to Govardhan Hill. Sometimes he would run toward these dunes at high speed, crying very loudly, expressing the state of mind exhibited by Radharani. Thus, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna and his pastimes. His state of mind brought him the atmosphere of Vrindavan and Govardhan Hill. Thus, he enjoyed the transcendental bliss of separation and meeting. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Kauravani Pricharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Pasyachade Satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garada Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, taking the blessings from everyone, so we can say a few words on this elevated topic. Please bear with me. Vancha kalpa tribhyascha kripa sindubhyaiva cha patito nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he had two particular goals he had. I'm sure you know them. The first one is spread Krishna consciousness through the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the second one is? Sorry? Not quite. That's right. To experience the mood of Srimati Radhika. And this particular verse deals with this part of Lord Chaitanya's life. Lord Chaitanya's life was relatively short compared to Krishna. Krishna was here for around 125 odd years. Lord Ramachandra, even thousands of years. But Lord Chaitanya's time on the planet was relatively small. And his life is divided into different categories. The first 24 years is his pastimes as a grihastha in Navadvip. And the pastimes of Panchatattva take place there. Then, as his prime business was to propagate this Sankirtan movement, then the Lord took sannyas and then he traveled. He made Jagannath Puri his headquarters, and then from there he traveled to Vrindavan, then South India. And all in all, he preached, traveled for how many years? 12. Combined all together. Staying in Jagannath Puri, traveling back and forth. So 12 years, which makes a remainder of how many years? 12 years. So 24 years, grihastha life, 12 years, traveling, preaching, South India tours, Vrindavan, and preaching to his disciples. Then we come to the last 12 years of Lord Chaitanya's life. And this is very, very esoteric. This is very, very deep. This is very, very elevated subject matter. And it is explained here that the Lord lived in a place called Gambira in Jagannath Puri. I think some of you have been there. Who's been to Gambira? So Gambira is a very, very special place. It's in the house of Kashi Mishra. Is that correct? I think it's Kashi Mishra. Yeah. And he would stay there, Lord Chaitanya. And it is explained that his room is very, very, very small. Probably, I don't know, about 10 feet by 10 feet. And his personal kamandalu, his sandals are there. So he lived there. And in this particular place, the Lord exhibited many, many extraordinary symptoms that are very, very, very difficult to comprehend. So we just read some of these ecstatic symptoms. Do you remember any of them? Anyone? Blood. So just imagine if you're looking at the pores of your skin, and then normally we get sweat. But Lord Chaitanya was experienced such love for Krishna that blood was oozing out. So there are different states of a relationship that one goes through. And the state that Lord Chaitanya was in Gambira is known as Vipra Lamba. So vipralamba is generally when someone is missing another person in a relationship. So when we have a mundane relationship, when two people are separated, then there's a yearning to be with that person. Isn't it? Some of you might have experienced this. Some of you might be experiencing it now. is a state which is quite intense in our life. I remember when I was a youth, I had this experience also. So when I was with somebody and when they were away or when they were not there, constantly, day and night, you're thinking about that person. So this symptom that Lord Chaitanya had, this vipralamba, it is explained, is the same mood that Srimati Radhika had when Krishna was present 5,000 years ago. Krishna's time when he was going out to Vrindavan with the coward boys, the gopis yearned to be with him. Srimati Radharani yearned to be with Krishna. And it is explained that they would constantly be thinking about Krishna, wondering about his activities. Sometimes it is even explained that they would be so concerned and worried about Krishna's welfare that he would go barefoot to Vrindavan. And they thought that his soft lotus feet could not take the harshness that was on the track of Vrindavan. So in this way, the gopis, particularly Srimati Radharani, was always constantly remembering Krishna. When will that moment come when I will be with Krishna? So it is explained that in this vipralamba state, there's three different divisions that is there. So the first division is called Purva. That's when we initially meet and we have a relationship. So when you're constantly with that person, you don't miss them because you're always with them. Constantly, they're always there at your beck and call. Then the next one is called Mana. So Mana is when you're in a certain relationship and then when you split or when you come apart or when someone is going away, then you don't know if you're going to meet that person again. So that's a very, very intense moment, that when you're with somebody and you're about to separate with them and you don't know if you're going to meet with them again. So the gopis also had this separation, that when they saw Krishna, they did not know they would meet Krishna again. So this is the middle stage of the vipralamba, that if you know that you might not able to be with that person. And then the final one, which is called Purvasha, this is when you're actually separated, when you're no longer physically in the same presence of the person you love. So this is how Lord Chaitanya was feeling, this last one, that he was always constantly thinking of wanting to be with Krishna. And in this ecstatic mood, Lord Chaitanya would act like a madman. And it was very, very difficult to control Lord Chaitanya. And only two people would know how to subdue Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic mood. And that was Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar. So they would be there making sure Lord Chaitanya was okay. And then his servant Govinda, when everything was okay, would make sure the Lord was okay in the Gambira. He would look through the window and see the Lord is sleeping there. And the Lord would be chanting, Krishna, Krishna. And in this way, Govinda knew the Lord was there. And it is said that the Lord would stay up all night All night he would be lamenting, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? So the Govinda would hear this cries of the Lord. Then at a certain point, the cries would stop. And there was absolute silence. And when there was silence, then Govinda got very, very much worried. Then he looked into the Gambira and his worst fears happened. What happened? The Lord was not there. But how is it possible? It is explained there were how many walls here? 3 walls there. And the Gambira, if you've been there, it's locked. Heavy doors. How is it possible that the Lord could escape? Then quickly Govinda would go and he would wake up. Swarup Damada, Ramananda Roy, the Lord has disappeared. He's not in the Gambira. And of course, naturally, out of love and affection, the devotees would go and look for the Lord. They would go different places, here and there. And sometimes they would find the Lord in the Goshala, in the cowshed. And the devotees would come with the lanterns and they would be looking for the Lord. And then to their surprise, when they saw the Lord, they saw the Lord's arms had gone and withdrawn in his body. And so had his legs out of ecstasy. And it is explained that the only way to bring the Lord out of this ecstatic mood, they tried to say, Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, they tried to bring him to external consciousness. But no matter what they tried, they couldn't bring the Lord to external consciousness. The only thing that would bring him to external consciousness was Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there was this rasa, you can say, going on. The Lord would be safely in the Gambira, and then again he would disappear. And as is explained, that he would be going around looking for Krishna. Where is my Krishna? And he was so much absorbed in thinking of Krishna that anything that he saw that might have reminded him of Krishna's pastimes, he thought that was Vrindavan. So what's the example given over here? The sand dunes. So I don't know if anyone's been to Jagannath Puri. There's a lot of sand there. It's quite windy. And then, as explained, the wind blows the sand and it creates these sand dunes. So these sand dunes, I've seen them. They're very, very close to Tota Gopinath. And these are the same dunes that Lord Chaitanya would run with his arms open, thinking this is Govardhan. And sometimes he would be running around like a madman, and then he would think the ocean was what? The river Jamuna. And sometimes he would run in the river Jamuna, chanting, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He was in complete ecstasy. And then he would be chanting, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And it is explained that sometimes when he was in the ocean, then a fisherman would sometimes find his net that it was hard to pull. He thought he caught a big load. He would pull it in, pull it in, pull it in. And who did he find? Lord Chaitanya in his net. And then he tried to help Lord Chaitanya on the boat. And then he took him to the shore. And the devotees were all looking for the Lord. And they saw this fisherman. He was going, hurry, 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 hurry. And they were wondering, what's going on over there? And all they could see was this fisherman dancing on the shore of the sea, going, hurry, 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 hurry. And they said, what's going on? Then they all ran towards, and they saw him, and they saw Lord Chaitanya in the net. And the fisherman explained, what happened? And he says, Just by touching this person, I become mad. I don't know what's happened to me. You know, all I can do is hurry, 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 hurry. I can't stop. Hurry, hurry, hurry. And then he was puzzled. He didn't know what to do. And then the devotees saw Lord Chaitanya and they chanted Hare Krishna. And of course, this fisherman was in so much anxiety, but the devotees calmed him down. Don't worry, we'll help you. So in this way, the Lord was experiencing so much different ecstatic symptoms, different bhavas. So when we experiencing Krishna consciousness in our life, different ecstatic symptoms appear. It is said the Lord would cry, the Lord would sometimes just go mad. He doesn't know what he is saying. No one could make any sense. So Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu explains some of the symptoms when one is performing devotional service, either deity worship, chanting Hare Krishna, or taking Krishna Prasad. So does anyone know some of these ecstatic symptoms which are mentioned in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? Crying. Crying is the most obvious one, isn't it? When we miss someone so much that we can't refrain from crying. I've done it. I'm going to put my hand up. So it's a deep longing, feeling to be with someone. And you feel very, very sad. And then you cry. And particularly when you see something that identifies or clicks the emotion about that person, then the emotion comes to the surface. So crying is there. Anything else? Perspiration is there. Isn't it? I mean, I don't know if anyone's been in a situation when you haven't been seeing someone and you're in anxiety, maybe at the airport waiting to see someone and you're sweating and you're in anxiety, you know. And so perspiration is also there. So we've got crying, we've got perspiration. Anything else? Hair stand on end. So that's another one of ecstatic symptoms, is that when you're in the presence of somebody great, or when you're experiencing some kind of bhava, then you can see your hair stand on end. So maybe some of you might be chanting and you can see, oh, I'm finding ecstatic symptoms and your hair stand on end. I mean, I did have one small ecstatic symptom. I think I told you once before when I went to Ahovalam and I went to the place where Lord Narsingadev appeared and I was actually sweating. And I don't know why I was sweating. And again, I don't know why, I can't explain it. Just being in the presence of the place with Lord Narsingadev, I just burst into tears and started crying. And then I saw my, and then ecstatic, I'm not saying, or maybe I saw Haji, I don't know. But you know, this ecstatic symptoms do happen. So we got crying, we got perspiration. Trembling, isn't it? When you haven't seen someone, isn't it? Have you seen it? Your hands are shaking. When you're in the presence of somebody great, your hands or your body shakes. I've had that experience, you know. Literally your knees are wobbling and you can't even stand, isn't it? So trembling is also another ecstatic symptom. Anything else? Prabhu? Stunned. That's right. So that's another ecstatic symptom. It is explained that when the gopis saw Uddhava, Uddhava was carrying the message for Krishna. And then when the gopis saw Uddhava, then it is explained they were stunned for different reasons. One was because Uddhava looked very, very, very much like Krishna. So these are one of the symptoms they were stunned. And interestingly, this is Lord Chaitanya's mood of Radharani when Uddhava came to Vrindavan. Because immediately when they saw Uddhava, all those emotions, all those "I'm missing you," they came to the surface. When Krishna was taken away by Akrura to Mathura, Krishna said he's going to come back. But did Krishna come back? Well, externally, he didn't. If you go internally, he did. But externally, he didn't come back. So the gopis were yearning to be with Krishna, waiting for that moment. So stunness is another one. Anything else, Prabhu? That's right. When you can't speak properly, when you lose your either chain of thought or what you're going to say, so then you don't have control of your faculties. So all these different symptoms are there when we are experiencing what is called bhava. So bhava is a state of being when we are experiencing a longing to be with Krishna, or experiencing that we are with Krishna. So this is the state Lord Chaitanya was not just bhava, but he was on mahabhava, which is extremely, extremely elevated. So these are some of the symptoms that come into mind when one is performing Krishna consciousness. Of course, generally, it is said that when we perform our sadhana bhakti, we don't generally exhibit our ecstatic symptoms. Although Lord Chaitanya is manifesting these ecstatic symptoms, but for us, generally, if we're feeling something, we generally try to contain them. Particularly Prabhupada, many times when he was feeling ecstatic symptoms, we saw or we heard from Prabhupada's disciples, he tried to contain himself. I think some of you probably heard this one lecture Prabhupada was giving on the disappearance of his spiritual master, and he gave history about his spiritual master, and towards the end, you can hear in his voice, Prabhupada was fluttering. His voice was choking up, and you could see that he was on the verge of crying. Anyone heard this lecture? So he was missing his spiritual master, Vipralamba, and these ecstatic symptoms. And Prabhupada could see the symptoms were coming, then he cut the lecture short. So generally, devotees, we don't... Jai Shri Shirada Gokulanandaki. We don't try to go around showing our ecstatic moments in life. Once Bhaktisiddhanta, he was on a train somewhere, and when he was on a train with his disciples, then he saw that there was a bit of a commotion going on, and this man, he was feeling ecstasy, and he was just chanting the names of Krishna, 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 and he was rolling on the ground, and everybody was really, really engrossed in seeing this person have ecstatic symptoms. Then Bhaktisiddhanta told his disciples, just go and kick him in the face and see if he's still feeling ecstatic symptoms. So ecstatic symptoms is not something that we generally just show to everyone. It's something which is personal. And sometimes also in our Krishna consciousness, we sometimes even wonder, why is it that after performing Krishna consciousness, that we don't feel that same love that Lord Chaitanya is feeling. Some of these symptoms, we sometimes, I don't know about you, but I know in discussions, sometimes people or devotees talk, why sometimes these symptoms don't seem to appear. I was reading one article by one devotee, and unfortunately he left the movement. He was in the movement, and it was, there in the 70s. And then I come across this article, and he was explaining some of the reasons why he left. And one of the top three reasons he said was that in the scriptures it's explained that when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then different ecstatic symptoms will come about, what we have just discussed. And he felt that he had chanted long enough that some of these ecstatic manifestations should come about. And he was getting a little bit frustrated why they weren't coming out. Why after chanting, after following the morning program, after reading the scriptures, why the ecstatic symptoms were not coming about. So obviously there's different reasons why ecstatic symptoms don't just pop out when we do certain things. But ecstatic symptoms are not just a cheap way that they come about. We have to be on a very, very spiritual, elevated state of being, and only then, when we are pure 100%, as explained here on Bhava, then these ecstatic symptoms will manifest. Otherwise, in our kind of state of being, we're still, at least for myself, trying to stay awake in class, or trying to remember the last verse we've just read, or we're just trying to be in anxiety about what service is going to be given to us, or we have so many other kind of mental problems or different issues in life that they sometimes take over our life. And sometimes Krishna consciousness goes on what we call automatic pilot. And we go through the motions of it, of doing what we're told, but then we have to make sure that we get some ruchi or some taste. Otherwise, if we're just following it in like a robot, or because we've been told, or because we might be kicked out of the temple, then this isn't the right kind of way the symptoms will come about. There has to be some ruchi, some taste, and then these symptoms will come about naturally. So Lord Chaitanya, when he was there in Gambira and he was in so much agony, but at the same time he was in so much ecstasy. I think there's a book, isn't it? The Agony and Ecstasy. A Christian book, I think it is, you know. And it is the agony of some people, they go through some agony to try and get that ecstasy. So this is that agony that Lord Chaitanya is feeling, wanting to have Krishna. So this should also be our motto in life, that whenever the chance, whenever the possibility is, we should always want to have Krishna in our lives. No matter what we're doing in life, no matter where we are in life, no matter what ashram we're in life, no matter what temple we're in, we should always have that yearning to always want to be with Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya didn't devote 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years. 12 years of his life was used in trying to exemplify how we should always be yearning to want to be with Krishna. This hankering to be with Krishna is what the devotee wants to be. Our life without Krishna is empty. Our life without Krishna is meaningless. So we should always want this mood of wanting to be with Krishna constantly. Kirtaniya Sada Hari. So we might not imitate Lord Chaitanya, we might not feel the symptoms of the body's limbs going on inside, but we can still try and think about the Lord through different processes which are given to us, Sharvanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. And by following this process very diligently, then no matter what happens in life, if we stick to this, then the results will show. Sometimes also in Krishna consciousness, or in the nectar of devotion rather, ecstatic symptoms are also sometimes seen as a hindrance in one's service, isn't it? And the first one that comes into mind, some of you probably know, is Daruka. Daruka is the Lord's servant. And it is explained that Daruka will be waiting by the chariot for the Lord to come. And then as he saw the Lord come, one of the symptoms was he would get stunned. So sometimes you see in a movie someone has an electric probe, you know, you get stunned, you know. So when he saw the Lord in the same way, he got stunned. And then he fell off. And then he came about, then he saw the Lord. Then he was trying to perform his service by doing the chamra. But seeing the beauty of Krishna, again he became stunned. Then he fell off the chariot. And of course the Lord was looking, what's going on over here? Then he started saying, why are these ecstatic symptoms coming to me? I don't want them. All I want to do is my service. So it's not that we always want these ecstatic symptoms, because actually, someone who is on the path of devotional service, ecstatic symptoms is a byproduct. It's not our all and being all in life. That's not what we're trying to achieve. What we're trying to achieve is to satisfy Krishna through devotional service. And these things, they will come as a byproduct. It's even said that we don't hanker for liberation, because liberation stands with folded hands. Isn't it? That's what Biva Mangal Thakur said, that when you surrender to Krishna, Mukti, she comes and she wants to serve you with folded hands. So we shouldn't be too over anxious to try and get ecstatic symptoms, but we should just carry on our duty, and then at the right time, when we are pure, then we will feel those symptoms regardless. So I will stop here. I will got a few moments. If anyone has any questions, queries, corrections, or comments.